Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been talking for some weeks, and I think we're nearing the end of this particular series for the time. You know, you never really get through. You just unhook for a time. But the Lord's dealing with me about some other areas, and I think we'll need to get on that before too long. But we've been talking for some weeks about the topic we're calling God is Good. God is good. You hear it a lot, but not as much revelation on the subject as there could be and needs to be. People will say, yeah, God's a good God, but then they'll turn around and say and imply things that would imply he's not good. He is good, and he does good. He's not a killer. He's not a thief. He's not a destroyer. He's not mean. He's not cruel. He's good. I said he's good. He's really, really good. He's light and life. And in him is no darkness at all. No death, no darkness. And sure, there's a lot of bad things happen in the earth, but don't attribute it to him. Don't blame him for your mistakes and for all the bad stuff you go through. You know, probably one of the most abused phrases and concepts in Christendom and people that don't even claim to know God or serve God is, well, it just must have been the will of God. One of the most abused and misused phrases and concepts. People are all the time talking about, well, it just must have been the will of God, or, well, it was God's will. And they're assuming that everything that happens is God's will. And it's not. I said it's not. All kind of things happen that are not God's will. Someone says, well, he allowed it. If he allowed it, he must have had some purpose in it. No, just because God allows something does not mean it was his will at all or that it pleased him. Did you hear me? He allows things because people allow things. He said to his disciples, I give to you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth, or other translations bring out, whatever you forbid or prohibit or disallow on earth will be prohibited, disallowed, bound in heaven. Whatever you loose or permit or allow on earth will be loosed, permitted, allowed in heaven. Is that scripture?
Yes.
Well, then God allows a lot of things because we allow a lot of things. And it's not his will. When his will is done, it's good.
Amen.
What is his will? Heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven is the will of God. What's his will for the earth?
Heaven.
Heaven, exactly the same. He taught us to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, all you got to do when you see something going on and stop and ask, reckon they got that going on in heaven? I don't think so. Well, then it's not the will of God. We read about when everything's restored in the book of Revelation, there's no more sorrow, no more grief, no more crying, no more dying, no disease. Glory to God. No pain. That's the will of God.
Amen.
I said, that's the will of God. And that's the way it was in the beginning before sin messed everything up. So all the stuff that has happened as a result of sin and man's failure is not the will of God and pleasing God. God is good. His will is good. The psalmist said he is good and he does good. How many believe God is a good God? He's good all the time. All that he does is good. Good is all he does. Amen. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but that separates us from a lot of other folk that call themselves Christians. From a lot of folks. They go, well, you just never know. This might be the will of God, this bankruptcy. It might be the will of God, this tumor, this cancer. God might be teaching you something through it. This tornado that tore up your house, you know, God is teaching. Well, these people that always talk about God teaching them something, they never tell you what they're learning. And you would think, man, hurry up and learn it so you can get out of it. No, it's religious deception. It's not true. It's the thief, the devil, who comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And it's mankind's sin and rebellion and disobedience and unbelief and ignorance and fear that keeps the door open to the destroyer. Aren't you glad you're learning a few things about how to shut the door and how to believe God and obey God and live the good life which he had predestined and foreordained and made ready for us to live? The Amplified says, Psalm 34. The Bible said, and I'm going to skip down to verse 8 because, you know, I feel like I have to preach on every verse. So, verse 8, how does it start off? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. One translation says, the English says, find out for yourself how good the Lord is. I mean, somebody is talking about some good cooking and they're cooking in the kitchen or they're tasting eating. They're going, man, that tastes like this. And that. You only want to hear about that so long. And then what do you want? Give me a taste, right? Let me taste for myself. Words only go so far. And let me taste for myself. You know, we're to be that way concerning our Lord, our God, the life of faith. We're not to try to hard sell people and push things off on them. In fact, go to the book of John real quickly here. You might hold your place in Psalms if you hadn't already lost it, but go to John. This is the first part of the book of John. And in chapter 1, verse 38, Jesus turned and saw two individuals following him, and he said, what are you looking for? They said, Rabbi, which is to say being interpreted master, where do you live? And he said to them what? He didn't give them an address. He didn't give them a description. He gave them an invitation to come and see for themselves. And what did it say they did? They came and saw, and so they stayed for the day. Well, verse 43, the day following, Jesus would go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and he said to him, follow me. Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finds Nathanael, and he said to him, we found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. It's Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip started quoting scriptures and explaining the doctrine of the Messiah to him. Huh? What did he say? Somebody said out loud. Come and see. Man, I hear y'all go for 3 hours over there at that Faith Life Church service and don't even care. Come see. I hear that y'all talk in tongues. We don't believe in that. Should you get embroiled in a debate about the scriptures? Come and see. We're not asking you to commit to anything. See if you like it or not. Free trial. No obligation. Right? Hey, y'all believe in healing and y'all lay hands on folk and people fall under the power and I've heard all kind of things. Come see. I hear God's blessed you at your house. I hear he got a new car. I heard you paid this off. And I hear, you know, that your somebody said they went to your house the other day and ate a meal. They said there was so much peace there. It's just like heaven on earth. Come and see. Come and see for yourself. See, we're not about the business of convincing someone intellectually. We desire that they experience God for themselves. Taste and see. Taste for yourself and see that he is good. And once you do, we won't have to tell you. You won't have to be asking us. How many can testify, maybe last year or a few years ago or 5 years ago, you weren't involved in some of these things, but now you have been and you're getting results? Nobody has to tell you now.
That's right.
You don't need any talking into anything.
That's right.
It's like somebody trying to come tell you there's no water in that pool. But when you're doing the backstroke, it's hard for anybody to convince you. And the water's passed away. There's no more water in the pool in this dispensation. You're wet. Ain't nobody can tell you ain't no water in the pool. It's beyond intellectual dispute. You're wet. And when you come and see for yourself, when you get healed for yourself, you get filled for yourself. That's it. It's out of the realm of debate. I'm not interested in debating. You know, none of us are right about everything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.